get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Coast to coast, across America and around the world on the American Forces Network, it's time to talk golf. Greetings from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and the five-star Broadmoor Resort, the home of Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello again, everyone. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff coming to you from the lobby of the Broadmoor Clubhouse. Thanks for making Tee to Green part of your weekend. A great show for you today, and I do mean great. That's easy to say when one of your guests is the greatest golfer of all time. The Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, will be here today on Tee to Green.
I really enjoyed my career. I enjoyed my life. Golf did not dominate it. My family dominated my life and my career. That was far more important to me than a golf tournament.
Jack Nicklaus today on Tee to Green. We caught up with Jack earlier this week in Denver at the U.S. Amateur. We'll play that interview back for you in the second half of the show today. So if you've got friends who are Nicklaus fans and golfers everywhere are Nicklaus fans, let them know and give them a chance to give them a heads up. Let them tune in today to listen to Jack Nicklaus today on Tee to Green. Speaking of Denver, the final event of the 2012 Long Drive Series takes place in the Mile High City this coming weekend. The 2012 Mile High Long Drive Shootout. And up first today, we're going to be talking to our friend Derek Hines about this year's event. We'll be broadcasting from that event next weekend here on Tee to Green as the biggest hitters in the world at altitude show up in Denver next week at the Mile High Long Drive Shootout.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Don't forget to check out our website, teetogreenradio.com, and our Facebook page as well. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, teeing it up with Derek Hines next as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to all the smart folks on TV, Americans are putting renewed emphasis on value. Well, the Americans we see here at Motel 6 seem to be way ahead of the curve on that value thing, because Motel 6 has always been the place for a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. We were value before value was cool. Book online at motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
At Lowe's, never stop improving means bringing you new and improved products. It also means we need to make room for new stuff. Announcing Lowe's Make Room for New Stuff clearance event. Save up to 30% on top brands like Delta, Moen, and American Standard, including faucets, vanities, baths, and shower doors. Also, save on ceramic tile, in-stock carpet, and sheet vinyl. If you're inspired to improve your bath and flooring, now is the perfect time. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers good while supplies last. Products may vary by store.
It's the show by golfers for golfers, and this segment of Tee to Green is brought to you by Swan Law, funeral director serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. That's Swan Law, funeral directors, 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Check them out online at www.swan-law.com. That's swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff, welcoming you to another edition of Tee to Green. We are at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and it's a big weekend around these parts here in Colorado because the U.S. Amateur has been taking place all week, and it wraps up today. Jerry's been spending a little time up there in the Mile High City covering that, and we'll be talking more about that later in the hour, but had a chance to go up there earlier this week and talk to none other than Jack Nicklaus. Right. We'll be playing that interview for you in just a little bit.
One quick little note about that. First time in 10 years that four Americans made the semifinals yesterday. The last time that happened in 2002, Ricky Barnes beat Hunter Mahan in the final. Pretty good names,
yeah,
right there.
Couple of good players.
And
there.
We'll see if Michael Weaver and Stephen Fox make a name for themselves after facing off today up at Cherry Hills.
They played at two courses. They started the week playing at Common Ground and Cherry Hills with the stroke play portion of that event, and then moved to Cherry Hills for the match play competition the last several days. Story Cherry Hills, which we didn't know if we'd get a chance to see any more big tournaments at Cherry Hills, but the USAM this week, and then in a couple of years, the BMW Championship's
right.
Going to be played there.
Yeah, part of the FedEx series it moves around. In fact, next week the bar plays at Bethpage this year.
Oh, that's right.
Next week, yes.
Bethpage.
So.
Now, speaking of Denver and the Mile High City, another big event coming up very soon there next weekend, in fact, is the 2012 Mile High Shootout. That's the Long Drive Championship last year. Jerry and I went up there and just had a blast watching these guys bomb the golf ball. And the winners of that, of course, qualified for the World Championship, which comes up later this fall, as it does every year out in Mesquite, Nevada. Our host last year for the 2012 Mile High Shootout was Derek Hines. Derek is on the line with us right now to talk about this year's shootout. Derek, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
We're doing great. Now, one of the big differences from last year to this year, from what I understand, is you got a different golf course. You're playing somewhere else this year, huh?
Yeah, we're playing over at Park Hill Golf Course down in Denver. And it's a great grid. We went out there the other day, and we have 525 yards out there for these guys to bomb it.
Is that going to be enough?
I hope so. I think it will this year.
Refresh our memory. The longest drives last year. I know there was some weather that complicated matters, and especially hitting into a strong wind. But how far were they all hitting them last year? What was it?
Yeah, we had some weather issues. Most of the guys were, you know, right around 400 last year. The winning drive was, I think, within a yard of each other. I think Gavin edged out Carl Walter by 1 yard. I think it was 402 to 401 or something like that, if I remember right.
Jeff Gavin was the defending, will be the defending champion. He was the winner last year. He's a Canadian guy. Is he back this year?
He is coming back. Yep, he's kind of a staple at my event. We really like having him down, and should be a great field this year. We got Jamie Sadlowski in the field again. Carl Walter, who won the Longdrive Championship last year. A lot of big names. Mike Dobbin, the world record holder. So it should be a great event.
Yeah, Walter got his revenge on Gavin when they all went out to Mesquite. He won the whole shebang out there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's a great shooter.
David Mobley was the senior champion last year. Can we expect to see him again?
David Mobley will be participating in the senior and the open division again. So we're excited to have him. He's been hitting the ball really well this year.
And you mentioned to me the other day, we might even see Art Selinger.
There's word that Art Selinger might come up and watch the event this year. So hopefully he gets up there and sees what it's all about. And that'd be great to have him, as the biggest promoter of Long Drive, seeing our event and seeing what we're trying to do.
Derek Hines with us from the Mile High Shootout. It'll take place on August 25th. That's a Saturday, a week from yesterday, at the Park Hill Golf Club in Denver. You've got a Pro-Am event on August 24th, the day before on Friday. Derek, how does that work? What's the Pro-Am event all about?
The Pro-Am event, actually, we combine the Mile High Shootout with one of our charities. I run a baseball program up here in Denver called Davy Jones Baseball. And what we do with the Pro-Am is it's kind of a fundraiser, for kids that, need some help scholarship-wise, with money for summer fees, fall fees. We also give, some scholarships for, players going on to college, the top-performing players. So the event's really helped us the last 4 years raise money for that. And it's very expensive to run the program, and, a lot of people, they're up. So doing that, combining with the Mile High Shootout on Saturday, really helps. And we still have a couple spots, a couple groups available in that event if anybody, would want to play.
Okay, so and that's just a regular 18-hole golf tournament?
Yeah, regular 18-hole golf tournament. And the cool part is some of the guys from the Long Drive are coming out early, and each group will have a long driver in their group. So they get to see, some of these guys on a meet them on a personal basis and play some golf with them. And, it just really helps our event, overall.
That works good if you're playing in a best ball, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, especially hitting a 350, 400-yard drive.
You just got to bring your wedge and putter that day, and you'll be fine.
So. There you go. That sounds really good. So the Pro-Am, August 24th, and then the actual event the following day on Saturday. Jeff, Derek, for people who aren't too familiar with Long Drive, give us sort of in a nutshell how it works and how it's set up.
Basically, you have the ultimate prize obviously is going to the World Championships in Mesquite in October. So there's local qualifiers. You can qualify at the local level. Once you qualify at the local level, you go on to regional competition, and then if you get through the regionals, you finish top five, top three, whatever in those, depending on what state you're in, then you qualify, for the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship. And then the Mile High Shootout, we've had about six tour events this year. So the tour events, work a little bit different. These are competitors that are coming in, from all over the world, coming into play in this thing. And there's an entry fee, there's prize money, and again, the top, a couple guys will get a spot in the RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship. A lot of the guys that are coming to this event are already qualified, so the way it works is they'll take the next highest seed that isn't qualified yet for the RE/MAX to get into that tournament.
So for guys who aren't qualified that are coming to Denver this week, is this the last chance they'll get to qualify for the world title, or is there going to be another event between then and now?
Actually, we're hosting the regional as well on Sunday. So after the event Saturday, there'll be the regional at Park Hill as well on Sunday. So that'll be a chance. And then we'll also have, I think there's a regional in Texas coming up in September, and then they have what's called the last chance qualifier, which is during the week of the World Championships, and guys that aren't qualified have a chance to still get in there. So there's not a lot of spot or not a lot of time left, but there are still a few, you know, chances to get in.
Derek, you mentioned or we've talked about moving the event to Park Hill this year. When you or any of the other host sites are looking for a place, obviously you want some distance and everything, but is there a minimum width you look for in a driving range and for these kind of events?
Yeah, usually it needs to be at least 50 yards wide, you know, for the grid. A lot of the grids, you know, aren't feasible for an event like this just because of the size of the event. You know, we got 76 competitors coming in. You need range space. You need, you know, tent space. You need PA. You know, it's a huge event. So, you know, Park Hill is just, they've been really great with our, just the whole thing, hosting the event and, you know, getting the grid ready. The grid's going to be great. I was out there the other day and, you know, they're smoothing it out, and I'm real excited to see, you know, what we can do out there.
Derek Hines, 2012 Mile High Shootout. Derek, got a few more questions for you. Can you stick around, do the next segment with us too?
Yep.
Okay, we'll continue with Derek Hines talking about the 2012 Mile High Shootout next weekend in Denver. Also later in the hour, Jack Nicklaus today on Cheetah Green. Stick around.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Today I want to talk to you about course strategy and course management club selection. You hit the ball and say you're 200 yards out. Your lie will dictate everything. I always want you to take a look at the lie first. If you've got a good lie, your expectations can go up and so can your options. Having said this, I want you to advance the ball. If that means you have the best chance of advancing a 7-iron over a 3-wood, hit the 7-iron. Golf is about momentum. You have to keep advancing the ball. Assess the lie first. Pick out a club that you know you can hit down the fairway where you can find it and hit it again to a more manageable part on the golf course. Very, very important.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This portion of Tee to Green presented in part by At Your Service for all your repair and remodeling needs. It's At Your Service. There's no job too big or too small. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. Coming up later on in the hour, Jack Nicklaus on Tee to Green today. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff continuing from the Broadmoor Resort. With Derek Hines next weekend in Denver, the 2012 Mile High Shootout, the Pro-Am event on Friday, the Mile High Shootout itself on Saturday, and then a regional qualifying event for the World Long Drive Championship will take place on Sunday, all going on at the Park Hill Golf Club in Denver, Colorado. And Derek Hines is the guy behind, the organizer behind all of the activities in Denver this coming weekend. And Derek, wanted to talk to you a little bit. You're talking about the grid and the qualifying and all these terms. For people who may not have ever seen a long drive championship or a long drive event, take us through the format a little bit, how it works. How many opportunities guys get to hit the ball and things like that?
We're in a double elimination format. So with the open competitors, we'll have 64 guys be grouped up into 8-man groups. And usually in the long drive format, let's say the first 8 guys will hit. So we're going to have 4 guys on a tee, which is a little bit different from last year as well. But doing the 4 guys on a tee will make it a lot more fair in case there's wind or weather that comes up. Basically, they're all hitting in the same conditions, so that group will be, you know, under the same circumstances. So usually the way it works is the first round will go the top 4 guys, the top 4 winners will move on, and they'll be going into the second round if they win. If they lose, they go into what's called the third round. The third round is the loser's bracket. If you get in the loser's bracket, you know, obviously your day is going to be a lot longer. You're going to have to hit a lot more rounds. But I have seen guys lose their first round and come all the way back and, you know, get in or win championships. It's a lot more difficult. So it's a double elimination format, and there'll be 9 or 10 rounds that will have the winner's rounds are 1, 2, 5, 7, and 9 usually, and then the losers are 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, and 10 sometimes in the losers bracket round. So you're in the competition until you lose twice, and once that happens, you're eliminated.
How many guys are you going to have in all competing?
64 in the open and 12 in the senior division.
So is that a full field?
That is a full field. Usually in the tour events, there's 48 guys that come in the open.
and some of the events don't have a senior division sometimes. But this one has gotten, we've expanded the field. I think a lot of it is because it's close to the Tour Championship. It's close to the, it's the last event before the World Long Drive Championship. So a lot of guys want to come out, and, you know, we've had a great time, great event, and it should be great.
Yeah, it should be fun. It was a blast watching it last year when Jerry and I were up there for the show. And one of the things that people may not know is that you can't just grab any driver, go to any sporting goods store, grab a driver, and come out and use it. The equipment they have is special, isn't it?
Very special. When I first started in the sport, I tried that routine, and that didn't work too well. you think you're a long hitter, and then you take out a little 43-inch driver, and guys blow it by you by 50 yards. So you quickly learn the technology and the swing fitting and all that stuff is very important. You know, what club you're using, what shaft you're using. It's really got high tech. And, you know, most of the guys are using between a 48 and 50-inch driver, you know, between double X and triple X flex, sometimes even 4X, 5X I've seen. And then guys are also using lofted drivers that are between 1 degree and, you know, 8 degrees. So there's a lot of variance. It's all personal preference, you know, body size. See some guys that are, you know, 6'8" out here. You'll see some guys that are 5'11" and, you know, 170 pounds. But most of them can all bring it.
Derek, I don't know if you've got any new people on your series this year, but Brandon Hagee at the U.S. Amateur, he lost in the semifinals yesterday. But Friday on the 11th hole at Cherry Hills, which is 596 yards uphill, he hit driver 7-iron and got to the green. I don't know what kind of pro career he's going to have as a competitive golfer, but there's a guy that could maybe fit in with your group, couldn't he?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, it's a definitely a different sport. But you know, there's a lot of guys that have tried doing it, and you know, we welcome anybody out here to take an opportunity and try to do it. It's a fun event, and you know, they'll get to see, you know, if they can hang with us.
Yeah, and it's not just all power either. There's some science involved. I know from talking to David Mobley last year, he's one guy who puts a lot of stock into things like torque and the wind and the loft on the club and stuff like that. So it's not just getting up there and just trying to hit it as far as you can, is it?
Definitely, yeah. You have to know what your clubs are doing. You have to know, you know, what the conditions are. And another big thing is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the accuracy part of it is very important, because if you have six balls and you hit one ball in, you know, you're really, really diminishing your chances. You know, with a guy like Mobley, you know, he's going to get four or five balls in. You know, you don't know what that ball's going to do when it hits. You know, some of them might, you know, roll out. Some of them might, you know, stop and backspin. So the more balls you hit in, you know, obviously, you know, so you're seeing a lot of guys with better swings. I know I've seen that since I've been in the sport for 12 years now. You know, you just see a lot of guys with great golf swings. They're good golfers. You know, they're using clubs that are conforming to USGA standards. You know, it's just, yeah, like you said, it is a science, and it's getting very competitive.
Our fans, you're going to have a setup for fans and people can to come out and watch, aren't you?
Yeah, it's free admission to the public, and we'll have bleachers. We'll have some tents out there. If you do come out, you know, I would recommend maybe bringing a lawn chair or something like that, an umbrella, in case it's hot. But yeah, there'll be a set of bleachers out there, and you know, we're expecting a good turnout this year.
Yeah, bring some sunscreen and maybe a jacket too, because last year we went from really hot weather to really cold weather at the end. You never know in Colorado.
Yeah, you never know. It's Colorado, and you know, I've seen it all out here, and you know, we'll go if it's. Plus, it's lightning. Probably we'll be out there going. So,
starts at 8 a.m. Saturday, August 25th. What time are you starting on Sunday?
I think the regional event's going to start around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock as well.
Okay.
There's a senior regional that's going to happen on Friday, so that'll just be an open competition that's going on Sunday.
All right. Can people still get in to qualify, or is that closed off for now?
There's actually a local qualifier that starts at 8 a.m. on Friday at Park Hill.
Uh-huh.
So any public or any long drivers that still want to try to get a shot and get in that regional on Sunday, they have a chance. We'll probably host about two or three locals on Friday for these guys. So, yeah, definitely there's a shot to get in there.
All right, there you go, Jerry.
Yeah.
There's your chance. All right, Derek, are you in this year? You competing?
I am competing again, yep. So okay. Hopefully I just have to compete in Saturday's event, but if not, I'll be competing in the regional on Sunday as well.
All right. Well, we'll be up there next week to broadcast as we did last year and tell all of our Tee to Green fans about it. And we thank you for coming on today to tell them about it, too.
Yep, no problem, Jake. We'll look forward to seeing you guys up there.
Derek Hines with the 2012 Mile High Shootout, Park Hill Golf Club, Denver, Colorado, this next weekend, a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday event as well. Should be lots of fun. The defending champion, Jeff Gavin, the senior champion defending his title, David Mobley. Stand by, Jack Nicklaus next on Tee to Green.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This portion of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Online, www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. We're at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And this week in Denver, the 2012 U.S. Amateur Tournament was going on. One of the big events in golf. It used to be a major. It no longer is, but it is a huge event. The women's was last week. The men's this week. They played at two courses in Denver, Common Ground and fabled Cherry Hills. And one of the participants, I was up there early in the week. Jerry went up later in the week. The first part of the week was stroke play competition. The latter part of the week, which concludes today, will be the match play competition, and Jerry will update us more on that in our final segment of the show. But one of the participants this year, Jerry, was Gary Nicklaus, one of the sons of Jack Nicklaus. And, of course, because Gary was playing on Monday and Tuesday, Jack Nicklaus and wife Barbara were in attendance watching the golf, and we had a chance to, along with some other members of the media, catch up and talk to Jack Nicklaus, who was first at Common Ground on Monday and then at Cherry Hills the following day on Tuesday to watch son Gary play. And ironically, somebody asked Jack about watching golf these days, if he gets a chance to do much of that. And his answer may be a little bit surprising.
I go to, you know, football games and baseball games and lacrosse games and soccer games and, you know, what have you, and pretty active at that. And but we haven't had much golf. And then Gary, I didn't know Gary was even trying to qualify for the National Amateur. Like, I was away from home. I got home. I said, "Oh, Gary qualified for the Amateur." I said, "Oh, great. Well, that's terrific. I didn't know it." So that was great. But and I think he probably told you the story of, you know, when he was here last time. I never really ever got to place, but at all in intensive care. So I think it's nice to have him come back here after all those years, 19 years since I've been there. So I'm looking forward to it. Is that nice golf course?
How did that rate among your favorite courses?
Well, any place I win, I like.
Okay.
And I would be pretty stupid if I didn't. So, you know, I like Cherry Hills. I mean, yeah, I almost won there in 60. And then I don't know where I finished in the other, opens in the PGA, but I don't think I was terrible. And then I've always liked Cherry Hills. I've always enjoyed the golf course. It's always a golf course of discipline. You can't, I guess you can. Arnold took a run at the first hole, but most players, you better have a little discipline and sort of just put the ball in the right position and thing. And I mean, I had that opportunity in 1960 to play the last 36 holes with Hogan. And you want to talk about discipline and control and just absolutely just magnificent. And that was a great lesson for a young guy to watch Hogan play. A nice golf course. I enjoy being there, but it's, you know, I'm here to watch my son, not to see Cherry Hills.
Were you surprised at all when you heard that Gary was getting back into the amateur competition? And what were your feelings about that?
Well, all my boys got their amateur status back. I had three pros, and they're all three amateurs. Gary was the most competitive of the ones. Jackie was a really good player too, and he still plays a little bit. If you're not going to play professionally, you're going to go play amateur. You know, I'm sort of thinking maybe I'll go get mine back next year.
Jack, everybody knows about your 18 pro majors, but some people don't know you won U.S. Amateur twice. Mm-hmm. How does that rank in your list of accomplishments?
Well, when I won the amateur, it was considered a major at that point in time. But, you know, it's obviously changed through the years as professional golf has become more dominant on the scene. But my amateurs, were particularly the one in 59 when I beat Charlie Coe down at the Broadmoor, that was... we were all even coming to the 18th hole, and Charlie hit it just over the back edge of the green. I hit it in about 8 feet short of the hole, and Charlie chipped it, almost chipped it in. And here I am, a young 19-year-old kid, with an 8-foot putt to win the U.S. Amateur. And I made that putt, and that was a big putt in my career, because it told me that I could do what I had to do under pressure at the right time. And so that sort of propelled me forward. And then I played pretty well after that, I guess. But once I got through with winning at Pebble Beach, which, of course, I love Pebble Beach, and I won there in 61, there really wasn't a lot for me to do in the relate to amateur golf. And it was sort of my feeling that I wanted to be the best I could be at the game of golf. And the only way I could do that was to play against the best, and that's play against the pros. So that's why I turned pro.
Rory McIlroy broke one of your records yesterday.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you think it was going to last that long, or did you think?
I didn't even know it was a record.
No.
I mean, all I was... turned the television on and said, "Oh, is Jack won by 7 shots? Oh, is that the record? Oh, okay." I didn't know about it. But he played, you know, I sort of watched, I didn't watch a lot of it, but I saw a lot of, you know, it seemed like he was in the rough a lot, and all of a sudden, all he goes to see birdie, 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 just kept making birdies, and he played, you know, he scored awfully well, and that's, that's sort of been his pattern to get ahead. And once he gets ahead, he doesn't make many mistakes. Even though if he hits bad shots, he doesn't make mistakes and give strokes back. So I was very pleased for him. I like Roy a lot. He's a nice young man. He's a good player, and he already had a pretty good record, but he's got a great future in front of him.
Speaking of majors, you said that you thought Tiger would break your record. Do you still feel that way?
Probably.
He hasn't.
It's getting less each time you talk about it, but it's he's such a good player, and he's such a talented and so focused. I would sort of suspect he will, but then again, you know, he's hasn't had very good weekends in the four majors this year, so, you know, time will tell.
You went through some stretches, some slumps.
Oh, we all did. Sure.
And when you were going through those, what was your feeling? Did you ever feel like you'd never win again, or?
No, I never paid much attention to it. Usually slumps were dictated by my laziness. You know, I got sort of complacent and I sort of didn't work at it, and all of a sudden, three or four majors passed, and I said, hey, what are you doing? I go kick myself in the rear end and then go back out and play, and went back to work and so forth and so on. I don't think Tiger has not been to work. I think he's been to work. Mine were really from my own complacency and not focusing on what I was doing. I mean, I really enjoyed my career. I enjoyed my life. Golf did not dominate it. My family dominated my life and my career. That was far more important to me than a golf tournament. I was going to have another golf tournament next week, you know. But and as it turned out, I did win a few tournaments, and I guess I got a record that somebody's shooting at. And but I never that wasn't my goal when I started out. My goal was just be the best I could be at it, and but also live a life. And you know, I think I've been very fortunate and very lucky man to be able to do the things I wanted to do with my family and my kids and my grandkids, and also play a sport, but then also get involved in the design. After my sport, to stay in my own sport and be able to have another career, I've been a pretty lucky guy.
You had some interesting comments in Orlando about golf 2.0, thinking out of the box, needing to think of that. What, got some ideas that you can share with us?
Well, golf 2.0 is just trying to grow the game of golf. It's just I don't even know what 2.0 meant. It was a computer term, I guess. And so I said, what does that mean? Just the growing of the game, right, in the many different ways. And we're struggling with our youth. We've lost 36% of the kids quit the game of golf since 2006. 23% of the women have dropped out of the game. Another statistic that blows my mind is that if you don't start golf by the age of 8, if you start after that, 89% of them leave the game. And I think that that's become because of the age of today, of the park systems and team sports and the sports that are played in the park systems. I mean, all my kids, they don't play golf anymore. They go on the weekends. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You guys are all that way. On the weekends, you got your kids, and they're started 4 or 5 years old, and they're playing. They're playing football, and they're playing basketball, and they're playing soccer, and they're playing baseball. They're doing all these sports, and you know, by the time a kid gets to be eight years old, he's picked two or three sports. Mm-hmm. It didn't used to be that way. I mean, I played all sports, but you know, we didn't have anything organized, and you know, you didn't organize anything until you're 11 or 12 years old. But today they do that, and so it become abundantly clear that golf needs to get in the park systems. We get into the park systems, and we figure out how to take the game and start with clubs that aren't going to hurt somebody, a ball that's not going to hurt somebody when hit them, and have probably movable greens, or maybe artificial greens, mm-hmm, that you can move around. We play on the baseball fields when they're not playing baseball, play on the soccer fields when they're not playing soccer, and get into a team sport and get kids together and draft them like all the other sports do. Mm-hmm. I think the kids are going to have a blast. And what it'll mean is that a bunch of kids will take up the game of golf. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they're playing golf, but they aren't playing. When you play flag football, you're not playing football. When you're playing basketball with a 6-foot hoop and a little ball, you're not playing basketball, you're playing t-ball, you're not playing baseball. I mean, but you graduate into those sports, and we need a way to graduate things. And tennis has done a wonderful job playing the half courts and the little nets and bringing young kids in. They've done a great job bringing a lot of kids in. So golf needs to do a lot of those things. I think they need to think out of the box, and they need to think ways to just introduce the game to kids. And kids and women play the game, and they need to have some success. The game has always been too difficult, and so they start now with the same golf balls and the same clubs. They need to have bigger holes and easier ways to play, and so that they can learn and play. So that they say, how do we graduate into the game? we have fun doing what we're doing now. So, I mean, we've got lots of programs. The PGA America is very big on it. The USGA is big on it. We're into getting into the schools with the first tee and so forth, and I think we're working on getting into the park systems in a lot of places. And so I think you're going to see a turnaround for golf, and it's about time we thought that we needed to not be so stodgy and say, hey, your game's okay. Well, it's not okay. It's like everything else. You got to work at it if you want to be successful.
Are you playing much?
I don't play at all. I play once a month if I have to. If I don't have to, I don't play. And that's about what I am. I did play a couple of days ago, and I'm sitting at 168 yards. The previous hole, I was about the same distance, hit a 5-iron, wasn't even close. I sat back and just ripped a 4-iron, and I got it there. I mean, that's like 4-iron's about 230 yards for these guys, and I'm hitting at 168. Now, there's no competitiveness in that. Now, I love the game of golf, but I lost my ability to play, and so I lost my vehicle to my competition. And you can't compete with that. The way I play in $10 will get you a cup of coffee most any place.
Going to Augusta or next year?
Yeah. We'll go back to Augusta. Yeah, absolutely.
Jack Nicklaus on tee to green. Hitting a 4-iron these days, 168 yards. I always wanted to play golf like Jack Nicklaus.
He's dialed his game back to my distance. We can play from the same tees now. That's awesome. That was a very interesting long answer that he gave about golf into the park system and that sort of thing.
He had some great points there.
Well, he did. And when he brought up the fact about the tennis and tennis under 10 is one of the programs he was talking about. And we've had some people on the show here over the last couple years that are making some inroads to that with the foam golf balls to start young kids out, and the city of Denver is one of those that is getting golf into some of the high school athletic part of their athletic programs in the high schools and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So there are things being done to try and grab that youth. It's just like any sport, the youth is the future of the sport, and you've got to grab them, keep them in, and make it fun for them, or they're going to go elsewhere, like he said.
He's definitely given it some thought, and he has some great ideas. I'd like to see him get more involved in incorporating some of those ideas.
Yeah, and generally when Jack talks to people, they listen, and if he can get some of those words out that he told our pool of reporters there on Monday, and he can get some real golf, movers and shakers to get involved in that sort of thing. It'll work, and it'll be successful.
By the way, that was Tom Kensler from the Denver Post and Gary Baines from the Colorado Golf Journal and myself who had a chance to talk to Jack Nicklaus on Monday. Jack told me after the interview, it's been 52 years since he won the U.S. Amateur here at the Broadmoor, and he said, I haven't been back since. I got to get back down there.
He does.
Yes, definitely.
He can play with us because we hit from the same tees now.
Yeah. Only difference is he's got a plaque out here.
We'll work on that.
We don't have a plaque yet. But Jerry's working on it, and he's going to come back and take us on tour when we return. This is Tee to Green, the golf show, live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thanks for joining us today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality?
The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. Not done yet. Tee to Green continues. Here's Jerry to take us on tour.
Busy, busy weekend. Everybody's playing. We'll start in our backyard with the U.S. Amateur going up at Cherry Hills yesterday. Michael Weaver from the University of California defeated Justin Thomas 3-2 in their semifinal match. He was 5 up through 10 and then held on. And Stephen Fox from the University of Chattanooga, 2 up winner over Brandon Hagee. Both of those guys survived a Wednesday morning playoff to get into the match play. Part of it, Weaver talked about that.
Strength of this field. And I mean, that's how match play is, you know. You don't necessarily, just because you're the number one seed doesn't mean, you know, that you'll go all the way, because, you know, all it takes is someone to play well one day. I mean, and that's how it was with me and Justin today. Justin's a great player, college player of the year, all that. It's just, there's always someone who got hot, and today, that was me, fortunately.
On the men's side, the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, Sergio Garcia, your leader with 14 under heading into today's final. One better than Tim Clark and Bud Cauley. Jason Duffner after a 63 yesterday. Harris English and Carl Peterson at 12 under. If Duffner wins, he's going to be the number one seed going into the FedEx playoffs next week. Women are in Oregon for the Safeway Classic. Mika Miyazato still looking for win number one. She's at minus 11, 2 better than Soyeon Yu, 3 ahead of Christy Kerr in NB Park. The Champions Tour in Endicott, New York at the Dick's Sporting Good Open. John Houston at minus 12, 1 better than Brad Faxon, 3 ahead of Willie Wood and Peter Senior. The amateur is underway, 36-hole final. Coverage today on NBC on that 4 Eastern, 2 Mountain time.
Got to say, I watched a little of the women's tournament yesterday. Michelle Wee playing good and looking good as well. Got to say that.
Not only her.
Right, thanks to Derek Hines joining us. 2012 Mile High Long Drive Shootout. We'll be there next Saturday, and we'll be covering that. And Sunday's show will be all about what happened the day before at the 2012 Mile High Long Drive Shootout. But be sure to join us for that. And to the great Jack Nicklaus for taking a few minutes to chat with us earlier this week as well. That's it. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.